Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 5th of November. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just west of Trafalgar, 1005 moves east, losing its identity by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering southwest later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher. Variable, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, south or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, south or southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, south or southeast becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches in south, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in south. Biscay, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches in northeast, good, occasionally very poor in northeast. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly becoming cyclonic in south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west, occasional thundery rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Seoul, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west, drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in far west, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Bailey, southeasterly veering southwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest backing southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional drizzle, fog patches in Faroes, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Faroes. And southeast Iceland, southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 1, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 2, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Wick, south by west 2, 11 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 1, 11 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, north, northeast 1, 7 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Boomer, southeast 2, mist, 5 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast 4, 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, southeast 2, 1 mile, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1021. St Catherine's Point Automatic, North East by East 2, 1021, falling slowly. Jersey, East by South 1, fog, 100 metres, 1020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, East by South 3, 1021. Scilly Automatic, South Southeast 4, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Milford Haven, Southeast by East 3, mist, 4 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Aberporth, South Southeast 2, 8 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Valley, East by North 1, mist, 4 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Southeast 2, mist, 2 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, East by South 3, 19 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Southeast by East 3, 5 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malin Head, Southeast by South 4, 24 miles, 1021, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Southeast by East 2, 13 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 4th of November. General situation. A ridge of high pressure extending northwards from central Europe will maintain the settled but rather cloudy conditions across the United Kingdom waters, although some patchy drizzle will develop at times. Winds will remain mainly light, although they are expected to freshen across the northwest into Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable mainly south 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, south or southeast, veering southwest later 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Southeast veering southwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable mainly south 2 to 4, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly south 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southeast 3 to 5, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southeast 2 to 4, drizzle at times, mainly in north, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast veering south later 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, south or southeast 3 to 5, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintar to Ardna Merchant Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 2 to 4, backing south 3 to 5. Drizzle at times. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the World Service, who will take us through the night, before we return at 20 past 5 with a shipping forecast, and Alan Smith will have news briefing. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States as the world's largest economy prepares to choose its next president. We'll look at the key economic issues that could decide how Americans will cast their vote. Inflation is top of that list.
Now I go to the grocery store and I look at a pineapple and say, can I afford that?
I'm also young, like I want to be able to afford a house out of college. I also want to be able to just afford groceries.
We'll also talk about Donald Trump's favourite word. That, of course, is tariffs. What do American businesses make of them?
The whole tariff thing makes great headlines. It sounds like, oh, we're going to bring jobs back to America. I just haven't seen it.
And we'll tell you how much money has been spent on this campaign. It's a huge sum. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's get the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. One of the tightest presidential election campaigns in US history is drawing to a close, with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump making a final push in key swing states. Millions of votes have already been cast, but with opinion polls deadlocked, both candidates are still trying to persuade undecided Americans to turn out on Tuesday. Kamala Harris has been spending the day in Pennsylvania, the biggest battleground state, seen as crucial to winning the White House. Speaking in Allentown, she claimed momentum was on her side and stressed the positive nature of her campaign.
From the very start of our campaign, this has not been about a fight that is against something. This is about a fight that is for something. This is for something. This is about a future with freedom and opportunity and dignity for all Americans.
Donald Trump began the day in North Carolina before moving on to Pennsylvania, the state that sealed his defeat by Joe Biden in 2020. Later in Pittsburgh, he said America would be a better place with him as president.
Your paychecks will be higher, your streets will be safer and cleaner, your communities will be richer, and your future will be brighter than ever before. This will be the golden age of America.
Whichever candidate wins the presidential election will take the United States in a very different direction to that plotted by their opponent. Our senior North America correspondent John Sudworth looks at some of the major policy differences between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
The economy is, as always, the big issue. Donald Trump has radical plans to impose sweeping tariffs of 60%.